Hi everyone, my name is David Kosmeter. I'm the creator of TimingResearch.com, and this video is just going to be a quick explanation of the Timing Research Crowd Forecast News report for this week. So if you're new to Timing Research, this is the 248th week that I've put out a survey over the weekend and asked my subscribers to fill out a quick survey about what they think the S&P 500 is going to do next week, and a few other open-ended questions as well. This is what the survey looked like this week. Which direction do you think the S&P 500 will move from this coming Monday's open to Friday's close? It's June 25th to June 29th. So I'm going to go over to the report. You can see on timingresearch.com right now, here's the full report as a full text blog post. You can also click here and download the PDF version if you want to read it that way or print it out. The first question, which direction? For about 45% said higher. About 55% they said they think the S&P 500 is going to move lower next week. And then question two was always asking people to rate their confidence. Their confidence in how they think the S&P 500 is going to move. Of higher responses, about 63% confidence there. For lower responses, about 66% confidence. So higher average confidence on the lower side. About 41 responses to the survey this week. And my prediction, based on how people responded compared to how accurate those responses were under similar conditions over the entire history of this experiment I've been running, my prediction is 59% higher. So this is one of those times where my prediction is different from the majority sentiment. I provide these details every week, so I'm just going to go ahead and read this part. Last week's majority sentiment from the survey was 55.3% higher, and the crowd forecast indicator prediction was 53% chance lower. The S&P 500 closed 0.39% lower for the week. This week's majority sentiment from the survey was 55.3% higher, with a greater average confidence from those who responded lower. Similar conditions have been observed 44 times in the previous 247 weeks, with the majority sentiment being correct 59% of the time, with an average S&P 500 move of 0.17% higher for the week. Based on this history, the Timing Research Crowd Forecast Indicator is forecasting 59% chance that the S&P 500 is going to move higher. So, and you can see a chart here of some of the history, or all of the history of all of the predictions, and again, more history information here. This part here, starting with question three, is the open-ended responses each week. In the survey, after people can give their responses to question one and two, asks for specific reasons. So you can come here every week and see not only what the majority is thinking, or higher or lower, and how that compares to the responses, but you can actually get ideas from other traders about why they think the market is headed higher or lower. So it's a great place to see a consolidated list of all the different things that other traders are thinking about and get some ideas, for your own trading. And question four this week, what are the most important trading or investing related lessons you have learned so far in 2018? So there's a bunch of good ones here. Protect your positions, limit losses, ignore the news, and a bunch of other good ones here. So you can come see the report and take a look at all those for yourself. Also, I always add a place for people to add any additional comments or questions or suggestions that they want. Here's a good one. Thank you for your kind survey, and hope more people can benefit from your good intent and great project. Also, this report will be discussed tomorrow by the panel of experts I have scheduled for the Crowd Forecast News show, episode number 186. So that will be June 25th, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I have Michael Filigera, Jim Kenny, Glenn Thompson and Lance Ippolito scheduled for this one. All of those are veterans of the show, so that should be a good discussion, so please be sure to join us for that one. Also on Tuesday, we'll be having the 40th episode of the Analyze Your Trade show, where this basically people who register for the show are asked to submit up to 5 stocks that they would like my panel of experts for this show to talk about. Then we just go through as many of those as we can, and everyone gives some kind of feedback about what they think about that chart or that company, or sometimes we talk about news, sometimes it's purely technical. Be sure to join us on Tuesday for that. Matt Buckley, Larry Gaines, Stephen Place, and Roy Swanson, and also Oliver Schmalholz of NewsQuantified.com. If you've seen any of the shows, he's been on about 5 times previously over the last 8 months or so. And whenever he's on, he has a very interesting software package. Every time he's on, even the other guests are just fascinated with this program that he has that tracks the news in various ways, generates data and trade ideas based on this complicated system he has for monitoring news events. And so it's actually such an interesting software package that I've actually got him to agree to do a private webinar event on this coming Thursday just for Timing Research. So if you put this in your browser, timingresearchcpr.com, or click on this link at the bottom of the report here, you will come to this page and you can register. Just put your name and email and phone number if you want text updates. Get access to this webinar that we're going to be doing together on Thursday, and he's going to explain in detail how his software works, and that'll be a very interesting event. I'm looking forward to it, so hopefully you will join us. Again, that's timingresearchcpr.com. All right, that's all for this week. This has been Crowd Forecast News Report number 248, brief explanation. You can just go to timingresearch.com if you haven't yet to download the full report or view the full report in the browser. You can also go to timingresearch.com/reports and get this or any of the past reports. You can go to timingresearch.com/live. Always to get access to the actual live broadcasts of the shows, and contact if you have any questions or comments. You can reply to any Timing Research email that comes directly to me, or you can just come to the contact page and fill out your information there and send me a message. All right, that's it. Thanks, everyone.